Philippians chapter number one is where we're going to be starting at. Philippians chapter number one, and we're going to continue on in our series about Thanksgiving and series about praising the Lord. And with this thought tonight, it's going to go a little bit of a different direction, but it's always going to come back around about praising the Lord and being thankful to the Lord. So tonight, the title of the message is, I thank God for you. I thank God for you. And it's talking about being thankful for others. And as we've been talking so much about in the last number of weeks, we've been talking about Thanksgiving, talking about the praising the Lord, talking about having the right perspective, because when we praise the Lord, we have the right place, we're in the right spot, because we understand we're consciously in the presence of God, we have the right perspective, we're headed in the right direction. When we remember His goodness, remember what we learned in Psalms 107, verse 8, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. So tonight, question is, who are you thankful for? And who are you thankful for? Many times our list, when we go across, when we talk about things, we talk about an item or we talk about something that is a blessing to us. But oftentimes we forget about being thankful for individuals and people. And that's important. You think about it. What are some of the greatest blessings in your life? And I know some people say my house, my car, but in all reality, I think many of us would say, you know, those things aren't the greatest blessings in my life. The greatest blessings in my life is my family, or the greatest blessing in my life may be my church family. But we many times it would be directed to one person or a group of people. And so tonight we're going to look about this thought about being thankful for others or thanking God for others. And so branching off a little bit different than just praising the Lord, but at the same time, it's not just thanking others or being thankful for others. It's actually thanking God for others. As we've been talking about, I think this is going to be a challenge, just like all the different weeks have been challenging to me, but Thanksgiving is a way of life. It's not one day a year. It's not a holiday per se. It's something that begins with God. Our thankfulness, it begins vertically. When we start praising the Lord, we see Him high and lifted up. When we just learn how to be just write down those things that we're thankful for, whether it be things that He's been merciful to us about, things He's been good to us about, truths that He's been teaching us. If you keep God in the forefront, you keep God, you're going to have that right perspective. And you're going to have a chance and opportunity to praise the Lord. And when God brings people into your lives, you're going to say, Lord, thank you for that person. And thank you, Lord, that you'll use that person to help accomplish something in my life. It really begins with this. It begins by being vertical. We begin to praise. We begin to be thankful. We begin to get excited because of our love with God and our love of God and love that He has given us and demonstrated to us. Our heart gets filled and then expresses out to those that are around us. And I think it's something we should learn how to be thankful. And sometimes we get challenging. It's challenging to teach young people, especially as the generations go farther and farther down. It seems like less and less times people say thank you. And sometimes you want to teach your child. Now, what do you say? You make them expect them to say thank you. But I wonder how many times the Father looks at us as children and feels the same way. He says, now, what do you say? And it's because we don't say how much we're thankful to Him. And so So tonight, let's think about this, being thankful for others. He reminds us, as we offer thanks to God, God brings to our memory that He's been good, but there's people He channels that goodness through. Many times, yes, I get it, the fact that sometimes God can bless us, and God doesn't need anybody to help us. But oftentimes, God used people as a channel for blessing. He reminds us of different people He uses to deliver the gifts that He has for us. Our thankfulness is not just a way of giving it to God. I believe it should be given out to others. It begins with God, but extends to the relationship with others. And let's look here in Philippians chapter number one. Let's look what it says in verses 1-7. Paul and Timothy, as the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now look at this phrase, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Now I ask this, we've been through Philippians twice, two different ways of looking at it since I've been the pastor. But one of those times we looked at it and says, when people remember you, are they thankful? Because sometimes the way we treat others and sometimes the way we act towards others, we don't really have a heart of thanksgiving for that individual, a heart of thanksgiving for that people. Paul loves this group of people. And as he loves this group of people, he says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Now, I know that sometimes I go back and think about all the people that have been kind and all the people that have been helpful and all the people I'm thankful for over the years. But normally, it's not for every time. And that's what he says. And he says, upon every remembrance, everything I remembered about you, I'm thankful for. He says, and always in every prayer of mine for you all making requests with joy. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, which hath begun a good work in you, will reform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. He says, look, this is right for me to have this. He says, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. Let's have a word of prayer and ask God's help tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for how good you are to us. Lord, there are so many things that we could turn around and be thankful for. Lord, it's when we put these things to the front of our minds, we have no choice but to praise you or to stop thinking about you. But God, when we consider how good you've been to us, and then we begin to consider how you bring people into our lives and allow us to be influenced by others and allow us to influence others, there are people that it's very easy for us to stop and say, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for that person. But Lord, help us not to just keep it to ourselves. Apostle Paul here demonstrates, he writes something very kind to this church, saying that he is very thankful for them. He thanks you in every remembrance of you. Help us, Lord. Help us tonight to learn to be thankful. Help us to even consider how you would want us to show this thankfulness to others. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. See, I see a natural transition here, a natural way of thinking. He says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you and all making requests of joy. His praise leads to prayer. His thanks leads to intersection. There is a divine order here. I thank God upon every remembers you. He remembers the people of Philippi. He tells them that he thanks God for them. Take your praise and then put it into practice. That's what the Apostle Paul is sitting here and he's doing. He's there and he says, I thank my God upon every remembers you. Offer praise to God first, but then pass it on to others. And you might say, well, that's just not something I'm very good at. That's just not something that... This is me. I believe it's completely scriptural, but it's not often emphasized when preaching and teaching. If you have a love for God and you're in love with the Lord, that has to go somewhere. It's going to show. If you're bearing the fruits of the Spirit, you know what's going to happen? It's going to come out. It's going to come out naturally. It has to have some type of avenue. It has to have some way to outlet. If you love the Lord and if you're in love with him, that love of God comes out of your life. If your heart is full of the love of God, it is going to naturally flow out. And that's why I struggle with people I struggle with myself at times when people are acting in a way that is fleshly and ungodly. And they're saying, well, I'm full of the love of God. That love of God should flow out and it should flow out naturally. That's what the fruit of the Spirit is. It bears those fruits of the Spirit in our hearts and it bears those fruits of the Spirit in our lives. It's got to come out somewhere. There should be evidence. And where does that evidence found at? It's found in how you talk to somebody. It's found in how you act. It's found in how you treat somebody else. It shows in your life. And then you say, oh, no, I'm not that type of person. It's the Holy Spirit that lives in you and it comes out. And that's what Paul is sitting here. And he's saying, I thank my God upon every remembrance you. He's remembering them. He's thanking God for that. And I want you to challenge you tonight. I first want you to be praising the Lord, but think first and then thank. And that's what he's saying. He's taking times. I thank my God upon every remembrance. He's taking time to be thankful for the people he's thinking about in the book of Philippi. Spend some time thinking about some people God's brought into your life. Maybe they've encouraged you along the way. Maybe ones that have helped you. Maybe ones that have helped mold you and make you. Or even better is those people that maybe you've helped and tried to been a blessing to them, and they are such an encouragement to you. Just like what this book is saying here, this Church of Philippi, it's you got Lydia there, you got the Philippian jailer there, and the demon possessed girl that was there. You know, he's there, and he's not saying, "Well, I'm thankful for the Stephen when I saw his testimony." I'm sure he was, and it's God spoke to my heart, or the guy that came along and took away the blindness. He's not there. He's not talking about them. He's saying, I poured my life into you here, and I am thankful because I remember how you responded to that, and I remember how those things. So if we would take time and think and consider all the different people and all the different avenues and all the different blessings that God has given us, we are naturally going to be thankful people. But you know what? We don't spend most time thanking the Lord for that person that who has helped me and who has encouraged me and who has been a blessing to me, who's make me more aware of God than I was before, to draw me closer into a relationship with God, or even thankful for those people we've invested in and we've seen them respond and we're thinking, man, I remembered you. I remember where you were. And there's sometimes such an encouragement when there's someone who comes to church and someone who gets saved and you see them keep on coming back and coming back. What are you doing? You're thankful for that because God helped use you in that person's life and you see the response. You see them as a growing Christian and being a blessing. So this week, and I know each week we've been giving you some different encouragement, some different things to consider, some different things to do. Paul here is thinking about a certain group of people, and it brings him to the spot that he is being thankful. Not only does he bring it to him a spot that he's being thankful, it says here, always in every prayer in verse number 4. He takes that thankfulness and leads him right into intercession. As we mentioned earlier, one preacher put it this way, his praise leads to prayer, his thanks leads to intercession. There's a divine order, and we would spend time thinking about those people who have been help to us, those who responded, those who've been encouragement today. Truly, God's greatest blessings, I don't think, are material things. Some of the greatest blessings, the Word of God. I know it's in a material form, but that's not what makes it special. It's not the fact that it's this leather or it's large print. It's what the Word of God is, the Holy Spirit of God, the blessing. But when God brings people into our lives, how often do we demonstrate that and say, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for what you've done. Truly, God's greatest blessings are not the material things. They are the ones we love and those who love us. Think about those people who have helped us over the years. We would go down, you can make a long list of different people. Probably many of us would say we're thankful for our mates. I'm thankful for my wife. She's a blessing and she's encouraged me. I could give you a list of different things that she does and she does well. And I could give you a few things that she probably doesn't do as well, just like me. You know, there's a list of things I don't do well and there's some things I do. But I'm thankful for her. Now, if I never express that and I've never say that and I never share that, that's not right. Now, she's not doing it for the praise, for the thanksgiving, but how much of an encouragement it is when you are sincerely thanking somebody for what they've done. You say, well, I don't have anything to thank anybody for. We haven't taken the time to think about it. Praise is work. Praise is hard work. But you remember, you think about the blessings that God has bestowed upon you. We should be able to see the channels that God uses to bring those blessings about. And many times they're people. And that's what's happening with the Apostle Paul here. He is there. This is a great group. This group he is sitting there. He's in the prison cell. They are sending him a gift. They are refreshing him. And he's saying, I remember back those days. I remember sitting in that prison cell with Silas and being beaten. And then the earthquake happens and the chains fall. I remember how Lydia responded. And then she opened up her home for us. Man, I thank God for that. And I remember that night after being beaten and taken home to the jailer's house and how we baptized his family. I thank God for the remembrance of that. Pastor, he says, I don't have things. Are you doing the work of the Lord? Because as we do the work of the Lord, you're going to see people respond. You're going to have things that you're thankful for. And so let's make sure that we're doing the work of the Lord. Be thinking about this. Write down some names. Begin praising God for some names. Go a step further. Write a note out to someone if it's appropriate. That's what the Apostle Paul is doing right here. He is writing a letter specifically to a group of people, not even just to the people that has trained him, because technically it was kind of God that trained him. I know he had much teaching beforehand, but we see that he gets saved and he kind of goes right into the ministry. I'm sure he was so thankful for Barnabas and the life that Barnabas came alongside, but we saw that was just a little time where he became more the encourager, but he went right into this, but he's writing writing a note saying thankful for these young Christians because of how they've responded to the word of God. And we have so much to be thankful for. Blessings many times are taken for granted. We should not treat them as they are nothing. We should not treat them as that they are something we should have, that God should has to give it. We should not be presumptuous about them. We should thank God daily. We should thank God's others regularly. We should also enter into intercessory prayer. And that's what he's doing here. I remember, I'm thankful for you, and it leads me to pray. Allow your praise and thanksgiving to start with God, but let it overflow in your life. Show a thankful spirit to others. Not only will God get glory, but you'll be such an encouragement and a help to others. When's the last time you received a note? And I don't know, sometimes maybe you get notes or not, but I'm talking about a cherished note that someone, not because it was their birthday, not because it was Pastor's Appreciation Month, not because it was an anniversary, and those are all nice, but when's the last time that you just sat down, wrote a note and said, I thank God for this, that you did this in my life, the encouragement you've been to me, the blessing you've been to me. I tell you, that can be life-changing. That can be encouraging. Let the Lord, Holy Spirit of God, use that in your life to be able to do that. Because I know there's been times when people have written me notes, and there's been times when I've written other people notes. And it doesn't take long. You say, Pastor, I don't ever think that way. That's why we need to think about it. That's what he's saying, I remember. Now, I know it's in response he received the gift, but he's saying here that verse number 4, what does he say? Always in every prayer of mine for you all making requests of joy. It was part of Paul's prayer life, thanking the Lord for that group of people. And I think it should become part of our prayer life. I don't know, as I was studying through this on my prayer list, I'm going to start writing down one individual in my life who's made a great difference. And it's going to be a rotation, obviously, because it's more than 7. And just say, Lord, thank you for that person's influence in my life. But if you're thanking God for someone, you know what the natural transition is? You're going to begin praying for them. If God used them to be a blessing to you, what are you going to say? God, I thank you for the way that you used them in my life. And God, now I want to pray that you will bless their life, that you'll keep them safe, you'll keep them strong, that they'll be growing in their walk with the Lord. Truly, God's greatest blessings are not the material things. They're the ones that we love. Those are the ones who love us. So I want to encourage you this week. Spend some time thinking about some of the people God has brought in your life that have encouraged you along the way. And also ones you've helped make, ones you've helped bring to Christ. Ones you have helped actually show that they know Christ better because you are in their lives. So Pastor, there really is anybody like that. Find someone. Make yourself a Timothy. Find someone that you can pour your life into. But you're going to have to be right with the Lord to do it. That's how God's going to use and God's going to bless. So I don't think that this is really challenging, except for the fact that we don't do it enough. We don't spend enough time thinking, Lord, thank you for this person, or Lord, thank you for this person. Thank you for using that person to be a blessing in my life. And sometimes that's how only way I know how to say thank you to people sometimes when they do something that's so kind or so overwhelming. I've looked at them and said, hey, thank you for allowing God to use you that way, because there was a prayer that God had answered. I was praying about something and God answered that prayer. And that's even a greater compliment to say that God used you to meet a need in my life more than just saying thank you for what you did for me. Yes, that's a great thing. And I remember telling one person that there was somebody in my family that helped us once. And I said, thank you for letting God use you to help me. And they just kind of looked at me thinking, God didn't have anything to do with it. And I'm thinking, God did have something to do with it. God's the one that used you to be able, whether you see it or not, he is the one that has every perfect and every good gift that cometh from above. So that's that. So let us take time to think about those that God has been a blessing through. It can be your parents, grandparents, siblings. It can be people inside your church family, but take time to think about it. Think, and once again, as I began doing it, I have a list of people when I was growing up of probably 10 or 15 people that I've taken this chance. I remember when I got ordained, I invited all of them personally, and I handwrote, and if you ever see my handwriting, it's bad. I handwrote a message just talking about thankful for how God used them in their life. I would not be getting ordained that night unless God had used someone in their life the way they did. And I wrote them, and a lot of them came to that. But they, even when I see them now, a lot of them says, you know what, when you wrote me that note 20-some years ago, boy, that was such an encouragement to me. And they weren't all pastors. You know, some were Sunday school teachers. One was a high school teacher. One was a coach. You know, there's different people that we can influence in our lives and just say, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. When people think of you, are they thanking God upon every remembrance of you? Now, that is something that's a challenge and the idea we should do it more often. It should naturally, we should thank God. Is God first we praise him for. God uses people in our lives to help us know him better. And then we naturally would pray for them. And that's something we should work on. Now, the next one is even more challenging. Go now to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy is probably only a few books over, well, more than a few books over, but it's a few pages over. It's not that far. The books aren't too much. 1 Timothy chapter number 2. Now, if you think that was challenging, wait till you see this what the Bible says. This is not the way I would have wrote it. And thankful, I did not write the Bible, right? We're thankful for that because I make mistakes. God doesn't. There isn't any mistakes there. Start with who's closest to you and begin to take time to thank God for those people and then thank those people for the way that God's used them. Be a blessing for somebody by praying for them. It's much more difficult, it's much easier, I'm sorry, to be thankful for someone when you're praying for them. Look what it says in 1 Timothy chapter number 2. Now, most of us remember this, how we're supposed to be praying for those in leadership and those that are in authority. But it's not just saying that. There's another part that's found in there too. He says, verse number one, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet, peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Now, we take that, and that's a challenging thing, right? Because we're supposed to pray for those leaders. And we think, well, why? When am I going to pray for President Biden? You know, some people say, well, I'm going to pray that he dies. Or now, we pray that he gets saved, that he gets his hearts right. But look at what it says at the end of verse number one. It says, I exhort thee, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions. Now, look, that next phrase, and giving of thanks be made for all men. It doesn't just say giving of thanks for all those that we can think about something good that was said and done. It actually says for all men. So we're going to start off and we're going to kind of allude to what we already looked for. It's easy to pray for people that we want to thank him for the good things they've done. When you begin to thank the Lord for them, it is easy to pray for them. God enables to pray for them. I think God puts that burden on you. You begin, like I said, if you began to pray, I mentioned a Gene Stevens. He was my Sunday school teacher. He was he's chair of Odison's dad. I saw him this past summer for just a few hours. He goes to the church that I went to hear preaching at. And he the guy that was preaching went out there and talked about how Mr. Stevens was out there on visitation every Saturday. And I didn't know how old Mr. Stevens was. Mr. Stevens was in his mid-80s. And they says every week he's out there, and he was the same way. That's why I went up to the preacher. I says, you know him now when he's 85. I said, 40 years ago when he was my Sunday school teacher, he was there every single week. And he had done it. He's done it his whole entire life. There's nothing really very entertaining at all about him. There's nothing. He speaks very, very quietly and a very humble man. But at the same time, he was one of those guys that made a difference in my life because he was my Sunday school teacher. He loved me. He prayed for me. He cared for me. And yes, I couldn't even, like I said, very quiet man. But he was someone that God used. But when I thank the Lord for him, you know one of the first things I do? Keep him safe. Help him to raise that next generation. Help him to find another Brian Pease that's out there that can influence him. Because in his mind, he never really made any difference. He has three of his daughters are all married to preachers. And he made a difference in my life. So what I'm saying, as you learn to pray for him, God gives you a heart for that. So be thankful for those who have been helpful. Some people, it is hard to be thankful for. And we're going to talk about that in a second. But at the beginning of the sermon, we're talking about those that we're thankful for because we consider them to be a blessing. They've been a blessing to us. Maybe it was the person who brought you to Christ. Who was that person that helped lead you to Christ? Who was that person that was preaching, that person that gave you that track? Maybe it's a person who discipled you and taught you the Word of God. Maybe it was a person who helped you know Christ better. Maybe it's someone who passed along a godly heritage, and you can sit there and say, well, I'm thankful for the people that were the pastor of my pastor, or the people that was that established a church many years ago. There's a huge number of people who are friends that we can, people that we can count on, the types of people that we know that pray for us. There's still a few people when I see them, even though I'm not even close to them anymore, or at least don't live near them, they say, hey, I pray for you every day. And that just, I don't know how much that is. That's such an encouragement. I thank God for that person. And I thank them for that, but I thank the Lord and say, Lord, thank you for putting it on their heart to pray for me. Next thing is, this verse is talking about thanking God for those in authority. It says at the end, it says, thanks be made for all men at the end of verse number one. That's hard sometimes, because sometimes the people in authority are wrong. But these are the people that God is using to bring about his will and his time. Now, don't get me wrong. God is not wanting them to do evil and wickedness. But God uses sometimes the evil and wickedness of others to get his, to accomplish his will. We think about Joseph and the story of Joseph. We talked about in Sunday school this past week. I've read an interesting devotion in that book that we gave out to the veterans in active duty. It talked about how it looked at the Holocaust and how the Holocaust, how it made people more sensitive. And when Israel was getting ready to be made a nation again, how the different things were lined up. And I don't know if it's exactly all those different things, but the way that the preacher had put it was kind of interesting. And I thought about Joseph's life. Joseph's brothers hated him. They sold him to slavery. They thought about killing him, and they sold him. He went to Potiphar's house. Potiphar's wife hated him for saying that, for saying no to him. And because of that, he was thrown in jail. While in jail, he's there, he's taking care of everybody, and he's forgotten by the butler. And we see all these people. None of those people had Joseph's best interest at heart. But God used all those situations and all those circumstances and brought it all together and said, here it is. And Joseph says in his life, you meant it unto evil to me, but God meant it for good. You might have sold me, but God sent me. You know, he saw this and he understood this. He was in the presence of God, and he said, God uses difficult times and difficult people and hard circumstances to get his will done in this world. And so when we're looking at this, does this mean that we just let, no, I think we should be good citizens. We should pray for revival. We should seek for revival. We should be good stewards of what God has given us. But he tells us to be thankful for those that are in authority. These are people that are laboring during this appointed time. And yes, many of the first requests is that they would get saved, that their soul would not spend eternity in hell, that they would turn. But God brings up and raises up leaders. And we can thank God for this. So and not only just leadership, we have different leaderships. There's leadership in the home. And there's leadership inside the church. There's leadership, you know, inside the government. There's leadership at your work. The Bible talks to us that we should be giving thanks to all men. So, Pastor, what about difficult people? And that's probably the hardest one there. How can I be thankful for a difficult person? I thought about this, and I prayed about this, and I read it. A lot of the commentators kind of stay quiet about it. But being thankful for a difficult person, what does a difficult person do to you? One of two things. Causes you to act fleshly, or causes you to get to run to Jesus. So when any time a person will take and make you run to God and humble you, you know what? We should be thankful for that. Oh, that's not an easy thing to do. And once again, he's the one that wrote it here at the end of verse number one, giving thanks be made for all men. So I think about those in your life that are difficult to love, those that are difficult to say thank you towards, how they push you to Jesus, how they help you run to Jesus. Now, obviously, we're not praying that they keep on being difficult. We want to see them get right. We want to see them have the same peace and the same love. But if God has used someone in your life to bring you closer to him, you have something you can thank the Lord for. Remember how this series started, Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to look at that passage as we kind of do a whole conclusion of it on Sunday morning, the week of Thanksgiving. It says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As hard as it may be, thank the Lord for the way that God is using an individual that may be a difficult person or even a difficult circumstance. And it helps remind you of the fact that you need God. If you're surrounded by people who are only going to be kind to you and only going to encourage you, you're many times that's not going to push you to go farther and see your dependence upon God. But you meet that person that's going to be difficult and that person that is trying to strive with what God is doing. And you say, I'm thankful that God's using you to help me make sure I'm closer to him. Now, don't say, hey, I want to sign up for that. I want to be difficult to somebody so that way they can get closer to God. If you had to act fleshly, that means you're wrong with God for that. Some people serve as a constant reminder of God's goodness. They do. I mean, there's some people around that you just, there's the goodness of God there. And you're thankful that how kind they are, how generous they've been, how they always seem like they have the right word at the right time, at the right moment. And they're such an encouragement. That is an easy person to be thankful for. But also, God and how he directs people to God. But also to be thankful to be a messenger. Be thankful for those who are the messengers that help us to lean onto Christ. A messenger to those that remind us you need God in this life. You can't do this on your own. And there are people that do that sometimes. And as you're thanking the Lord for the fact that this has drawn you closer, what's going to be natural to do? You're naturally going to want to pray for them that they would get the same help that you received by their actions. It caused me to be closer to you because of the way you treated me. Now, I'm praying and I'm desiring that they also would get the help they need. So that way, instead of being the person that's bringing us closer to God because of their actions, instead they're being someone I can remember because of the goodness of the Lord. Remember, thanksgiving is a way of life. Stop and make a list of people who you can thank God for. Think about it. Stop and take time. Take a pen or a pencil out. Take a few minutes to just sit there and say, here's some people. Now, I mentioned it may, who brought you to Christ? Who helped disciple you? People that have always been there for you. I mean, it's what a true friend looks like. And you can go down. And once again, these all remind me of the goodness of God. But in the 1 Timothy chapter 2, he says, giving of thanks be made for all men. So we should be praying, supplications, prayers, intercessions, but we should give thanks also. And that's what Paul does. He gives thanks. In 1 Corinthians 1:4, he says, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Christ Jesus. Tell someone else how thankful you are for them. And take the time. I don't know about you, and I know that writing notes are a thing of the past. Most things nowadays are text messages or emails, and I'm better at that too, texting and emails. But how often are we really truly thankful for people? It's because we don't think about it. We begin to presume, hey, that's what they're supposed to do. That's how they're supposed to act. That's what they're supposed to say. That's how they're supposed to serve. No. And I think sometimes I say thank you oftentimes. I try to say thank you all the time to people. And sometimes people just say, well, that's just something he has to say. No, hopefully truly it's a sincere thing. But how often do we really truly thank the Lord? And as we're being thankful to the Lord and we praise him, he uses people as a channel to bring his goodness and the different things in their life. And we should be thankful for those people for the things they do. Now, we're not always thankful for everything to do because some people act fleshly. But as we're thanking the Lord for them, you know what we can do? We can pray for them. So tonight, we've been talking about praising the Lord. It circles back. I thank God for you. God brought that person in my life. I wouldn't know that person if it wasn't for God. God brought that person in my life. He used that person to bring a channel of his love and his goodness in my life, and I can be thankful for that. Give some consideration. Take a few minutes during the invitation time. Take and be thinking about it. God, help me have a list of people to be thankful for. Even put a new person on your prayer list each and every day. 30 different people each day. Thank you, Lord, for this person. I think you could come up with 30 people pretty easily. As you look around the people who have influenced you, thank you, Lord. And then pray for that person specifically. So tonight, I thank God for you. Remember, it starts here. I'm praising him. I'm thankful for him. God brings people into our hearts. And as the love of God is demonstrating in our life, it overflows naturally to where we begin to thank others for the God and all the wonderful things he's done. Let's go ahead and have a word of prayer.